Simen Shenyu Dalad Sif Vav. Motulahati is Rosh Chodesh is Pesayiv. You're allowed to take off the top of the barrel with a sword. So you sort of cut off the top of the barrel. Now it's making a nice big opening. Right? You take off the whole top of the barrel, it's a nice big opening. It's motul. The law of the Pesach Mechav, and your goal over here isn't to make a Pesach, which is Kibbush Mesa Rosha, by removing the whole top, if your goal was to make a usable Pesach, you wouldn't rip off the whole top of the thing, you would make a usable opening. So the fact that it's done over here in this sloppy way, just breaking off the whole thing, so then it's going to be mutter. Now we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, the same way we said in Sif Aleph, they were talking about what's called the Gemara refers to as a mustak here, a kavus which had been stuck together, broken and stuck together again with glue. So we're talking about the same thing over here. So that's only mutter in such a situation. Now, avlanakwa betzida to put a hole on the side. Bein shel chavetz, whether the hole is on the side of the barrel. Bein shel meguvah, whether the hole is on the side of the cover. Now, the way the cover of their barrels used to work was that it would sit over the top of the barrel and it would come down the sides. So there was a little bit of a space there, which would be you'd make a hole in the meguvah in the top, which would go into the space above where the barrel ends. So it wasn't in the barrel, it was in the meguvah, but you can't make that hole in the side. Usur. That's usur to do. I feel a burai. Even though you're making it with a spear, so the head of the spear is this nice. Show us a neck of gadol. Venedarma the pesach. There's this big hole over it. It's not how you normally would make. If you want to make a spout to pour from, you would not be making such a large hole. So that would indicate that you really don't care to make it into a usable hole. You just want to get everything out. And that's it. And you're not really interested in anything more than that. It's us. Why is it us? The came in the havi mitzi. The fact that you did it on the side, as opposed to on the top, vada the pesach mechav, and you're doing it because you want to make it a usable open. Now, malika v'magufa b'lamala mutter, to make a hole in the covering of the barrel on top. If it's a magufa on top, you ought to do that also. Vada the pesach mechav, then your glass is pesach lamala elnetikol l'magufa. When you open at the top, the normal process you'd remove the whole cover as opposed to making a hole in it.
So the barrel before you slice off the top of it is a completely closed barrel.
It's a completely closed barrel with the magoof on top. And you're cutting. You're cutting it in the barrel itself. Okay. Zog the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nuchav Gimel. Mutalahat is, you're allowed to chop off the top of the barrel. They interbin your bestir b'kehla. So we said, like I said before, it is not called boiner or soyser, you're not called breaking a clear, making a clear, when it comes to kehla. Umayir b'chavish grua shemadubak b'shvoreha b'zefes v'le b'shleim. Like we had before, beginning of the Sif, the Simen, we're talking about that it wasn't a totally strong barrel. It had been broken and put the back together again. That's when it's mutter. So there, Chazal said that's mutter. V'davka, v'yirtzalahat is rak reish ha-magufa levad. If you just want to take off the cover and not break the barrel at all, so the cover is glued onto the barrel, and you need to like give it a good whack to knock it off. You're not breaking the barrel at all.
Can we reiterate what the magufa is again?
Magufa was the cover.
It was just a normal cover.
Well, the way it used to look was it went over the top and down the sides a little bit. Okay. But you're whacking it off with this sword, leaving the barrel intact, even though it's sort of like glued on, they're sealed on. That's a little chavish. I'm sure that's mostly even with a full. A complete barrel, not a broken barrel, previously broken barrel. The the mikri shir, that's not called breaking anything. Came at the end of mechuber is the chobis, because it's not really it's not one unit, one piece with the chobis. It's a separate piece, and you're separating the two where the place where they're attached. Okay, so in other words, before you get involved in the issue, let's say opening a bottle cap, the fact that you're taking the cap off of the bottle, well, if it's screwed on, it's like attached to it, that's not a problem, because it's two separate items. It's not called breaking something or making an opening. It's two separate items. The issue with opening a bottle cap, which everybody grapples with, is not the cap vis-a-vis the bottle, it's the cap itself. Because the cap itself was, when it's attached to the ring, it's not really usable as a cap which can go on and off. And when you break the ring, now it adds a whole new dimension to it that makes it usable to go on and off, which it couldn't do before. So you're adding a whole new dimension to the cap. Is that called making a new cleat? That's the issue with opening. There's no problem with taking the cap off the bottle. In regards to the bottle issue, the issue is the cap.
Does it matter if this, like, so, I mean, I think everyone holds pretty much that if it's a metal cap that's, like, just set on there, that's not permissible, it's aser.
So the issue, the difference between metal and plastic is the following. The way metal caps are made and the way plastic caps are made are different. The way metal cap is made is that they take the bottle, they put a piece of metal, on the machine puts a piece of metal on top of it and then bends it down over the bottle. So it never was a functioning kli before it was put on the bottle. The way a plastic cap is made, actually, it's formed beforehand. And then it's forced on the top of the bottle with pressure. See, it's the shape which is there already beforehand. So it's already its shape is already there from beforehand. As opposed to the metal, the shape it's actually shaped on the bottle. So the metal is shaped on the bottle. The argument is when you now break it off and make it usable, that's the first stage of making it. It was never a functioning cap beforehand. Whereas the cap, which is made out of plastic, the way it's made is it already wasn't the shape as a cap beforehand, and it's really, you know, it's ready to be used beforehand. The fact you put it on the bottle doesn't change that status. So you're not adding anything new. The people which are makbar on it say that that's true, but you couldn't use it to go on and off because it's only goes on to the bottle with tremendous pressure, because otherwise it's really too small to go over the top. That's why it stays. And it seals, because it's put on with tremendous pressure, and you can't really use it to go on and off, as is. When you break the ring, now you can use it to go on and off. You're adding a whole new dimension to it, which wasn't there before. That's called making something. That's the argument over there. Okay. The Sayif, a lot of knockers off with Sayif. Even though its basic function is not really things which are permitted, it's killing, etc. That's it's making wounds. So it's klish malatelis or the sarkufa. So it's mutter because your intent is not love the pesel mechabin. El harki moitzus vasel shiukol lebekal nikam mashav asel. Your goal isn't something which should go in. Remember, a pesel definition was something which is made for going in and going out. This thing over here is just, there's an opening there. You just want to make it a little bit larger, smack the whole thing off, make it a little bit larger, and get everything out, and that's it. You don't have no interest in making it to put things in. Now, Badafka Kshoy says, this heter, Mr. Bura says, quotes from the Eli Rabba, B'Shem L'Rashal, that this heter is only mutter, the Tzarech Archim. So, what's the argument about Tzarech Archim? So, the Chazanish comes along and says that Hagufa, you know, you have this guest and you say, you know, you're so chashuv to me that I'm willing to whap off my whole barrel and give you so much out of the barrel. That's the statement which is being made by this, you know. They say, wow, this guy is such a, you know, he really likes us. He's, you know, using his sword to rip apart his barrel to get stuff for us. Okay.
What?
So it's clearly not lepesel mechaven. So that's the ma'alim in the orachim. It's clearly not, your goal isn't to make a you know, your goal is more that than making a pesach.
So this top, this magufa that's covering on top, you don't necessarily need this sword to slice it though, do you?
Look, remember the goal over here, you're not cutting, in this case, you're not cutting the magufa, you're cutting the barrel.
You are actually cutting.
If the case you're just knocking off the magufa, like I said, that's mutter.
Right.
That's two separate entities. The case over here was you're slicing through the barrel itself.
You are slicing the bottom.
So you're destroying the barrel. So we said, well, that's not a problem because in steer bekelim, you're being sois of the kli. Well, it's not steer bekelim, and again, but that's only true if it's talking about a kli, which is a weaker kli.
But this isn't a weaker kli, though.
It is. That was what Mishnah Berurah said in Sechem Chom Gimel.
Sorry.
We're not talking about Ketzav and Kovash Shleim. Okay, good. Sorry, I missed that. Okay. So we said that
Ketzav and Kovash
Shleim. Mutter gam ken lekrei ha'or me'al pi'a chavis sh'yayin. Now, let's say sometimes what they would do is they would cover the opening of the chavis, they'd put a piece of leather over the top and seal it down, etc. And now you want to rip open that leather. So you want to tear open that leather. Eventually, you have a lasu zinuk. Pirish kein marzev. You're allowed to tear it open to get the contents, and that's mutter. Even though the chodesh is an issur of Korea, when it comes to on ore, you're allowed to do that. But you can't do it in a way where you're creating a zinuk. A zinuk is like a spout. So that's a mashal. You know, when you're dealing with. The Rambam says that we'll see that Rambam get the Shin Mem that Kareya applies. The Tifer and Kareya are the sister malachas. Tifer is sewing together. Kareya is tearing it apart. You would sew pieces together. It didn't sew well. You would tear the stitches to resew it. So Kareya is amanas litfer. That's the case of the Mishnah. So those are sister malachas. But the Shulchan Aruch over there. Paskins, which it's from a Rambam, which I think might be a Tosefta, that gluing is a tolda of Kareya. If I glue two things together, it's a tolda of Kareya. Of Tifer. And then tearing those two things apart will be a tolda of Kareya. So going back to our milk carton, you know, the old milk cartons, so you take the two edges of the cardboard of the carton and you glue them together. So opening that up will be Kareya. So that's this halacha here, that Kareya is mutter to get the contents inside. But you can't make a zinuk. You can't make a spout. Remember the old cartons, you know, you're young enough, old enough to remember those cartons.
Yeah, I am.
Right? You make a spout.
Just by making that little triangle.
Right. So that'll be a problem. Now if you just open the whole thing up and you just have an empty, you just have this opening on top, that's one thing. But if you're going to make a usable opening, you're making a zinuk out of it. That's also, in other words, it's the heter here. It's a combination of the fact that it's done derech kilkel. It's basically you're ripping up this ore, and so it's not a derice anymore because it's mekalkel. And you have no intent to make it into anything. It's any miskavein, and you combine that with the fact that it's a tzarech Shabbos because of food, etc. So you're making that the chazal are making. We're matir. But you need it to be there. It can't be done in a derech or a tikkun.
But these things aren't being glued back together. It's being held back by just the mere nature of how the thing is made.
So it doesn't make any way that you combine it. So you take now this is the source of the issue of opening the bags. The bags are put together. They do a heat seal and they seal the sutai together. That's not worse than teifer. Right, that's a total tifer. That's a form of taking two things and putting them together.
Fine.
So opening them up is Kareya. Mm-hmm. Right? Mishnah Berurah discusses opening up an envelope is Kareya.
And but that's the Rabbanon, though, because it's not Almanas Tofer?
Kilkul. The heter is because it's Kilkul. If you do it there, Tikkun, it's not the Rabbanon. So I have this nice, usable opening. I can put... open it up, and then I'll save it for later. I made a nice usable opening to get my potato chips out.
Right.
So if I do it, derech kilkel, I slice it down the side and I pour the whole thing into a bowl and throw the thing out. So it's derech kilkel, and that's his heter of kareya or al pi'a chovis. But if I do it derech tikkun, which means I'm going to be usable, it's a nice usable hole to get more things out of it, etc. It's not derech kilkel. It's not made to just basically empty everything out and that's it. It's made to hold it, etc. So that's what you were discussing yesterday. The issue of opening of bags, they're mutter if you do it in a way which is a derech kilkel. So if I take my freeze pop and I slice it down the side and I throw it out, yeah, no problem with that. You open it up a nice thing and you use it to suck it out. It's a nice usable opening to get out what you need as is and to hold it. That's not so simple. That's better than the case of zinuk.
And what if you did just like with your teeth or something? You just bit it off with your teeth.
Well, either way, but the mice, and now you have a usable opening which is made to slowly take out the the contents and suck it out through that. You know, to push it up through that. So that's where the so opening cans was Sif Aleph. Right, that was the issue of opening cans. I know you spoke about that when you did Sif Aleph. I'm sure you spoke about that a little bit. So this little piece over here, it's a Tosefta, is the source for all of the issues of tearing and opening things up on Shabbos. It's all, this is like one line Mishabura. That's it. I mean, there's more later on in Shin Mem, we're talking about Korea. What?
Korea.
Yeah.
So for the what we're dealing with in Mishnah Berurah with the Zinok, so for that situation, I'm imagining a large area covering the mouth of the barrel of sorts, right?
Or a large piece of leather on
that's going to cover the
right,
more or less. So in order to get around this issue of ever having the possibility of making a spout, you really have to completely destroy it and make it non-usable. Otherwise, you would be left with a spout of sorts.
That's possible.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly the physical, you know.
What if you poked a hole in these things?
Makes a spout.
I'm saying poked a hole in the side of it and cut it off like you would do the can.
What do I do?
So I'm saying with the hospitals, if I really wanted to...
What are you going back on this case? Or are you talking about the case of the bags?
Yeah. The case of the bags, then. If you were to poke a hole in the bag...
Well, it depends. If you're talking about a hole which is large enough that the contents is going to come out of it, you know,
so the icing is for sure, it'll spill out a little bit because it'll melt. Once it's melting, it's going to come out, and it's showing that it's not necessarily a usable kli.
The problem isn't the kli. The problem is the opening.
Oh, the zinuk.
Zinuk is a problem in itself. Remember that was, you know, there's two different issues. One is the tikkun and the kli. One is that the pesach itself is an issue of making a pesach.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. All right.
One of the issues is much opening cans. Let's say even you hold opening cans as mutter, right? But
cans, like,
you know, because you'll say that cans, even though they're strong, have it in like this kli garua because they're made for one time uses and to throw it out. The rest of Mersha holds.
Right.
But even if you accept that, but to make a well functioning opening was usur. You can't make a pesach yofa. So your soda cans, which are made that they have this nice little pop thing, which makes it that you can drink out of it, it's made to the right size to drink out and let the air in. That's an issur d'oraisa, pashtus. To open them. Right? You want to puncture a hole in the bottom of your can and let the stuff out? Okay, fine. You know, that's not a problem. Or the Hawaiian punch, you know, you make the two holes. So those holes, pashtus, those holes, one, they're made l'chatzos l'chatzos. They let the air in, they let the liquid out. So Rosh Hashanah hold is not called air in and liquid out because it's, you don't really have any real goal to have the air. It's just that Hechdims get the liquid out. And that's his sheet. Other places can hold of that. That's us.
And let's say a juice box that has that like a little, it's already a hole pre-made and has that little aluminum foil thing that's in there. That would be like the Zinuk as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Even though that would be like a separate, does that make a difference that little aluminum foil thing is like a separate thing that's glued on, the hole is made in the box already?
There's a hole in the box, you're making a hole in that aluminum thing. That's like the Or al-Pi HaChavos. The box is the Chavos, and this is the Or al-Pi HaChavos.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm not going to see that the neck of Hareu Kaisa Pesach L'Chavos. The neck was making a Pesach. But Filu neck of Kaddish, and also L'Hach L'Hotzi. Kam can also Mirabonah. So that's going to be also, even though it's a small one, you can't use to put things in. It's also mirabonon. Beim megufa, beim lechavas. Whether you're making the megufa, which is the cover, but whether you're making the chavas in the barrel. Ella, the yeshkilik benin. Then you're megufa, and also the neck of kazeh. Akashoy said neck of mitzir shal megufa. When it comes to the megufa, the issue is when you make the neck of in the side of the megufa. You make it on top, you say you're not making a Pesach because you don't make a Pesach through the top, just take off the whole cover already. That's a normal thing to do. Right? So that's Nekev and Lamal is Mut. Our Bechav is also because Malkam Shesab and Nekev. Any place you're making a hole, it's going to be a problem. Even though the Master Shulchan Aruch mentioned the side, that's only because Mishum Magufa Nokev. In the case of the Magufa, it's limited to the side. Okay, vada the pesach mechavin. The einoy mechavin the pesach ol harchi mitza yayin. In the case where this is going on, what you're making on the side, it's aser. Even when you're making with the roimach of the spear, so the chara, you're making a larger hole than you would need. So maybe it's a ride, you're not really trying to make a pesach. You just want to make the place of the wine comes out larger. Well, just take off the cover already. You don't make a pesach on the top of the and through the top of the magufa, so that all the dirt should fall into the barrel. I mean, you have a hole on top; things will fall in. So it's a wrong place to make a pesach. Mutter, as he said, to make the hole in the magufa is mutter. Even the chavis is shalim. Shem ainu megubah kibul chavis is a separate entity. Kanav asif katan chav kimmel. Mizdarbra the bezek liyamu mutar filo shlabim ne'archim. And this heter is so clear; it's, you do not need archim to create that heter. Okay. Zayin, interesting halacha. Chesam hashem kelim. You can shita table middle. You have different types of boxes. We had these before. These are sheet table, the types of boxes, an armoire. Sheet was a storage box, table is a box. Migdal was like it's a tower, but it was like an armoire. It was a taller type of, rectangle type of box standing up. And you had a chosim, you had a seal. Okay? It was sealed. What was it sealed with? With ropes. Shekisa shalem kosher behem bechevel. The cover on the top or the side, wherever the cover was, is tied down with ropes. So yochel atir, you're allowed to untie those knots. Or lechat chibesachin, you're allowed to cut through the knot. Or lechat chibesachin, you're allowed to unply the rope, thereby not taking the rope apart. You would do the opposite of plying it together, so it's unplying it.
Meaning, if it's like two strands that wrapped around a lot,
you're right. You would unravel it.
That's mutter.
This is all mutter. Now, why is this mutter?
Yeah,
because all these are really forms of taking apart the knot, and the knot is not a knot kesher shel kayama. It's not a permanent. It doesn't have any permanence. It was made. You know, this sheet of metal were made to open and close constantly. So therefore, the knot which is there is a temporary knot. So you're allowed to untie it. You're allowed to cut it.
Even on winding.
Even on the winding.
Because you would think that's the state of the rope to always stay that way. I guess
not. Now there is a discussion. The Bir-Lachol mentioned there is a discussion. The Shita hold that it's also. There's a. Shabur later on in Siman Shin Yud Zayin, he says that the act of plying together different ropes together is in Issa Deraisa. There's no case in the Mishnah of unplying them being or unraveling them being a Malacha Deraisa. In other words, it's not Teifer. But there is one of the obvious malachas is tviya, is taiva, which is making a strand. But the strand, which it's referring to over there, was you take the fibers of the original fibers of the wool or of the flax, and you spin it into a thread. So that was making the original strand. Now taking strands, a few strands, and putting them together to make a thicker cord. Right, that's not the Mishnah doesn't mention that case. But the Mishavura at the end of Shinya Zion says it's a told of kosher, so it's not really. It's not. It goes under kosher. It's a form of tying things together. Well, you're not really tying them together in the sense of a knot. But you're by plying them together, you're making them together, connected one to the other. There is a Rama which holds that it goes into Oreg. Now, if the source is kosher, so that was the head over here. They were saying that it's not shakayoma, so it's made to come. The deal was to take the thing apart. So you're taking it apart this way, taking it apart that way. That goes into the hetero. If the Rambam says if it's thin ones, it's considered oreg, so then the undoing an ariga, there's an avalacha pitzei, which is taking apart an ariga. That we don't have this hetero over here. It doesn't say the hetero regards to the oreg and pitzei. So that's why the Rambam holds this case would be awesome. But the Ma'ala of the Shulchan Aruch tells us it's matzah. Now, but the Afka King Kshir is Chavol Kriyat, so we're talking about that you had a rope which is tied up, and that's what's holding it closed. Al Pasacha Shal Eitz of Shamatechis, you have a lock made out of wood or out of metal. Also, Lafkiya, Lashavar, you can't break it open. Why not? It's a Kli in Steer Bekalim. The Bekalim, Namishach, Binyan Gomer, with Steer Gomer. We already said before, if it's a total destruction or a total Binyan, that applies even to the Kalim. Okay, the time is also the Hussar at Sirim, Shakurin, Gunjish, Shakuri Hatevis, in Nevadam Avtech. You've lost the key, so I have a great solution. I will unscrew the hinges, thereby allowing me, enabling me to open up the box. So that's going to be also, that's also called a Stira Gemur, and that's awesome. In Nevadam Avtech. V'yesh Matirim Lubizu, some say that case is Mutter, and we'll see in the Shabura why that's Mutter. Now, so if you have now the matter over here is going to have to hold that ein stir b'kalim. So now it's an interesting flow. From what he seemed to say, but it's definitely also now he's saying there's some people which are matter it. So Mishnah Berurah picks up on that question and raises that question. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Zion. So you know this is where you know this would be Negeya is you buy your box your cake from the bakery and they still do it anyway. In the good old days, they used to like tied up with some thread, right? With some rope, little twine. So that thing is made to reopen fairly. You're allowed to untie. You're allowed to cut it open. You're allowed to do whatever you need to get it open. Like you sit there and like sort of pull it to the side. You're allowed to open it in Shabbos. You're allowed to cut it open in Shabbos. Take a knife and just cut it open. Because some should be kalim. Hulach and skira. It's a thing which makes it sealed. Closed. Klamer shakisa shalahem. Sogar b'kisha kavolam. The cover is on. And it's tied down with these knots of ropes. It's not a permanent type of a knot, but it's made to constantly open up. And you can cut it. So why is that considered that you're being seiser? By cutting it, you're breaking the thread, which is a kli also. It's also a form of a kli. I have this rope, and now it's half its size. By me cutting that down the middle. So why is that a problem? In the last stira, Gemurah, Hizoi, it's not a full act of stira. And also, Bekelem, Chulayama, stira, which is not Gemurah, doesn't apply to Kelem. Mashiach and Beshiris, Pesach, Shalait, Samatech, Zahavi, stira, Gemurah, Shaykh, Apekelem. But breaking the whole lock, smashing the lock, that's a stira, Gemurah.
Because ropes you could
retie together, etc. So it's not a full-fledged stira.
It seems like the kli itself would still be usable. So is it saying that the kli is not usable anymore because you broke its lock, or is it that the lock is considered its own kli?
I think it's the lock with its own kli.
Okay.
And what's the difference between a kalkel and stira?
Soiser is one of the avos malachas.
Right.
Was the act of taking something apart. That doesn't have to necessarily be kilkel. If I'm not doing it because I need to redo it to fix it up, so that's not an act of kilkel, it's an act of tikkun. It says I'm not living noise, the more it says. So
anytime
that would be awesome.
Okay. So even if you do it not, I'm not living noise, but if it's a stira gemura, that's a stira gemura, that's also mir abonim.
Right.
And to unravel it is a problem according to the Rambam. Also, taking off the hinges, the kashrus poisach is dam. It's like breaking them in this way. You in some way damage the kli. It's like breaking the lock. Yesh bezemishum stira. Okay, now machzer delos a kli al tira. Yesh bezemishum binyan. So now the other way around, putting it back into its hinges, and attaching it back to its hinges, will be a problem of binyan. So. There are obviously applications of that. Putting things back in its track, etc. Sometimes that's going to be problematic. We'll see more about that. So it's now there is some which people are matter. The case of breaking the case of taking off the tzirim is mutter. It's better than now. What I think they meant. Look at our doors. So there's the pin which holds the hinges together. Removing that pin would be hasoras hatzir. Sir, the double shir is pesach. It's not like breaking the lock. Sir, geruhi kimachein the tzarach lishpreshem dovi. You don't have to break anything over here. It's not really an act of stir. That's what they hold. It's mutter. Now, but that. You can't attach them with a screw or a nail onto the kli. That's definitely an element of active tikkun mona. You're fixing the kli. Either it's makapatish or it's a binyan, but it's a binyan gemura. Like you're adding on the plate which holds the hinges. Shall they have a food and sharkay? It's not limited dafka to boxes. It means any type of kli. Regards to breaking the pesachos of tevis, yesh mat. Sir Ludain Shaykh Shem Stira Klab Akelim. He holds ain stira bakelim. Conversation's over. Now that was the machlokes before we had in Sifalith. Some rishonim say ein stira b'kelim. Period. Now, after mechaber sosim etchila b'sif zegufa, the shiras pesach is liyisur. The Shulchan Aruch already said shiras pesach is liyisur because they stira gemur is also even in kelim, not like this shita. So the flow of the Shulchan Aruch is very interesting. It says it's aser, and there's some people say it's mutter, and some say it's aser. You already told me it's aser. Like, the flow is funny. The reason why he brought the sheet, even though he doesn't hold like it, he holds we don't hold like it, because he said stam halacha is that it's aser. So I mean, his opinion is that it's aser, but he brought the sheet. There's some say it's aser, some say it's mutter. Therefore, using a goy is mutter. That's what he wanted to introduce, the idea of using a goy. Oh yeah, any hoodie. Now, v'yeshikosu, there's those who say dafka behesav meruba. This hat of using a goy is only in the case where either it's be a large loss if you don't open it up, or shenechbas harbe l'tzarchman. So there's a very strong need for a mitzvah. Kol zeh b'shiras pesach. This is talking about breaking the lock. I will nitzarch oisay b'sakin. If I want to pick the lock by putting something inside there, like using a large, his example would be like a nail. You stuck a nail inside and you're able to get the pins in place and open the thing up. Not a nail, a large needle. Or putting a small knife in there and get everything, all of the pins to be in the right place and open the door. That's fine. It's door. It's what you might real bona fide door. Chesolos. What are chesolos? Pirish mini kelim. Chesolos are types of kelim. Doesn't really help you too much. What chesolos was that you would, in a case where you would have fruits which did not ripen totally, they're not ripening on the tree, you would take them off. And you would weave a basket around them. You'd weave it totally shut, so it would keep them. They would keep them inside, and by sitting next to each other, except that there'd be warmth, and the warmth would help them ripen. at some point in time, you would eventually just rip the whole thing open. So it's made to rip and discard. So that's called chosolus.
What was it made out of?
Wicker, you know, you make a basket out of some type of lulav, whatever. So either you would untie them, or you would rip them open. So chosolus shel tamar megurgis, that you would have your dates and your gurgis are your dried. Gurgis is dried.
Raisins?
Dates? What?
Raisins?
No, that's another. I always mix up with gurgis or dried figs or dried dates. I think they're dried dates. Gurgis is dates or figs?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it's dates. Okay.
Not dates as well.
See, if the covering of it is tied on with a rope, and you can use a knife to untie it or to take apart the rope. Even the actual body of the chosel itself, you're allowed to rip open. We deal with it as if it's the same thing as breaking open a shell around a nut to get to the nut. That's how we deal with it. So it's a fascinating din. This din, we made a man-made shell. So that's what we did. So some of the poskim approach the sugya of cans as a man-made shell, as a din, based on the din of chosolus. That they approach the shell of opening cans, it's a man-made shell. And it's made to hold it for a period of time and then rip it open and throw it out. So it's basically the same thing as the chosolus. It was made out of lulav leaves, like baskets. We put these inferior types of dates, least bashal to ripen. Now, this is the same thing as siv zayin. You can tear open the threads. You can untie them. You can cut them. You can unravel them. But so what are you repeating yourself? It's obvious. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch mentioned it was because he wanted to complete its thought that even the body of the chosel itself also was mutter. The Shemin the Bezav filo kumash chosel is mutter l'shbur kumash mufarashatam. Why is it mutter? Sheshavra goes, it's just like breaking open the shell of the nut shell. The v'gahani the lav kelim gemurim heim. And I'm assuming she's bashed tomorrow in Besach. It's only made to have the fruits ripen inside of them, and then discard them. Well, kli gomer, it's a full fledged kli. That's also. So breaking a keli gomer is going to be also. But these things which are made just for the purpose of letting it sit there and ripen, and then you tear it open and you throw it out. That's not a kli gomer. That's mut. So this was this idea which Rav Moshe said in the Tshuva, that we could approach the sugya of cans the same thing as chosolos, because they're made, even though these chosolos were functioning things, but they're made for the purpose of one time usage. They're there to hold the item and then eventually discard the item.
We don't come on to.
So without you, you know, so there was two approaches how to understand cans. One was the idea of the stifal of it's not a kli gomer,
right?
Because it's like it's a kli gerul because it's made to throw it out. And here we're saying a whole new idea. This is chosolos. The chazal already addressed had such a type of an idea that this was a nice functioning thing. It wasn't inferior in its quality, but it was inferior due to the fact that its purpose made it inferior. The case before was the quality was inferior. It was made out of these broken pieces stuck together with glue. Says, well, if a can is not inferior quality, it's a nice, strong piece of metal. But over here we're saying that even though the chosolos were not necessarily inferior quality, they were fine baskets. You could have made the basket that you made that you put in your bathroom is sitting there for the last 17 years. The chosolos is the same thing, but you rip it open and throw it out. So the intent creates a head.
And they, we don't put a zinov though? If like you were to create a spout, say, with the cans, That'd
be a problem, because even that's interesting, Shiloh. In other words, in the case of Mustaki, the Metz and Farish and Gomorrah, that Pesach Yafa is us. You know, it's a mustik here. Pesach yofes us. In a chaisel, we have there's no raya that Chazal asked a Pesach yofes. Mm-hmm. Because it's if I make a Pesach yofes in my nutshell as I'm opening it up, would that be a problem? I can't say it's mutter. That's not clear that's not a refereshing gemara that it's us.
Right.
Mustaki is a refereshing gemara that it's us.
So lemaisa, taking this concept here, like what prevents or what encourages one to apply, say, a concept onto something else like that? Then, you know, like why be hesitant or why do it? Like, do you hear like just lemaisa, like trying to understand?
I mean, the other hand, the argument where it's you know, Kapas Tamorim is still a little bit different than a piece of metal, which you can use for storage and hold the thing for sit there for you know on the shelf for 55 years. You know.
But as far as like,
this function that it gets this heter it gets a din. Can I say that every single thing I use for storage automatically gets a din of a klipa, like a klipa, like a shell, or not? That's the argument. You know, Chazal said it in the case of chesulos. Chesulos number kapatum. It's not only over here. It's also mission oil in the kalim. Chesulos number kapatum. Not considered a kli at all. That'd be a really uncomfortable statement to say that when you know Mashiach comes, we do a tumah tahara that it can. It's not like kapatum because it's a chesulos. You know, you got to be willing to stomach that one. So if you're not willing to stomach that one, you can't tell me it's mutter on Shabbos.
And what about things like, this might be totally out of left field, like derech achila, that we're allowed to do borer with things.
See, so that's a really separate concept.
Okay,
that's a really separate concept. The derech achila, it goes to the root of the concept of what the malach of borer is. It's a specific concept by borer and by toichen.
Okay, fine.
Because every time you eat, you're really doing a process of brera and a process of toichen. You're grinding the small pieces, and you're choosing what you want. You're eating the part that you want and the certain part you don't want. So every achila has in it those elements, and that's mutter. So there's obviously an inherent concept of heter of derech achila in those malachas. So the question is, that's a fair, you know, everybody, kuli amalur pligi, if I have the thing in my mouth, I'm allowed to spit out the part that I don't want. I have to swallow everything out. Well, right. I'm sorry, get the burr. You know, we get the burr, you know. I don't want to eat the bone. Right? No, so the heritage is derech achila, bones, you're allowed to move the bones. So okay, now can we extend the concept of derech achila a little bit further before you put it to your mouth? That's the sugya over there, because that's only those things because there's an inherent heter of derech achila exists vis-a-vis that malacha, you know, inherently. Let's finish off the mishnah berurah over here. They're just made for the ripening purpose. We did this already. Machzelis. Now, machzelis shetaber v'peiris. It's not prima gadim yimdom eluchaisa. So here, already the prima gadim already raises question. Machzelis was a mat, and they would take these mats, which are made out of, you know, the mats were made out of some type of a bamboo, you know, whatever you make it out of, and you'd wrap them around these peiris to hold the peiris in place. You know, to transport, etc. So prima gadim raised the question: is that the same thing as chesus or not? Or is chesus only specifically because they're made specifically for the purpose of putting them in, helping it ripen, and then throwing it out? So, in other words, and that's what prima gadim says, that the heter is only specifically it's made for the purpose of ripening. It's made for the purpose of storage. Doesn't have a din of chesus. Because it's a kli made for storage purposes. So the prima gadim already raised that issue. So he would hold the cans would not be a good comparison.
Because it's had that specific purpose to ripen.
Right. So that's what prima gadim raised. That's the prima gadim's issue.